We are at the end of Simin Resh Nun Dalad. We'll be doing Siftes, and we will also be doing the entire Resh Nun Hay. Resh Nun Dalad Siftes Kayotzeba. We just learned these halachas of what you're not allowed to put into the oven before Shabbos, as a fear of Chitui Begacholim, that you're going to stoke the coals. Kayotzeba. Lo yemale chavish shel mayim v'yitin l'toch hatanur erev Shabbos im chashecha. You're not allowed to put a barrel of water into the oven erev Shabbos, just before Shabbos. V'im osa kein asur l'matzoy Shabbos v'chdei sheyasu. And if you did it, you have to wait till after Shabbos, the amount of time it would take to go and heat it up again. Now, this kayotzebo is going back to the halacha that we learned all the way back, the din of kitnius with beans. We learned that the din of kidra chaisa, that if you put raw meat, we say that if you put raw meat into a pot, the halachi is that there's no cheshash kitui because it takes meat a long time to cook. That didn't apply to beans. Here the Mechaber tells us that it does not apply to water. Water takes that does not take all that much time to cook, and there's a cheshash of kitui b'gecholim. So the Rishonim already asked the kasha about water. The halachi is that if something is edible raw, then there's no isser of leaving it on the fire over Shabbos, because we're not choshish that someone is going to go and stoke the coals, since the food is edible anyway. And we said that to take something that's inedible and go ahead and make it into food or make it taste better, so there could be a chash of chitui. Especially according to the Shita of the Ramah, who holds that the Ikar HaDin is that once food is nechel, once food is nizbashel kamachel ben rosoi, once the food is edible, there is no chashash chitui. So why, when it comes to water, which people would drink even though it's not boiled, why over there are we choshish for it? So the answer the Rishonim say is that uncooked water, the difference between unboiled water and boiled water, is far greater than the difference between raw fruit and cooked fruit. Raw fruit is fine. Cooked fruit is a different form of it, but raw fruit is fine. Whereas unboiled water is not the same as boiled water. It's a whole different thing, and that people would prefer boiled water to uncooked water far more than they would prefer cooked fruit to raw fruit. Now this is, remember, all in a case where the oven door is not plastered down and the coals are still there. If it's garuf v'kotum, if you removed or covered the coals, or you plastered the oven door down, there would not be any chash. Also, this halacha is only some im chashecha, it's only near dark. Whereas if there's enough time for it to get heated up before Shabbos, then that would be mutter also. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an isser of shehiya, to take an empty, filthy pot before Shabbos. And remember, in those days, not only didn't they have dishwashers, they didn't have sinks either. They didn't have running water, and they didn't have running hot water. How did you do your dishes? What you would do is fill up the dish with water from the well, and if you needed hot water, you would put that in the oven to go boil up the water so you could wash your dishes. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about the case where an Erev Shabbos, a person was left with a filthy pot, an empty filthy pot, and he wants to wash it, but he doesn't have hot water. So what he wants to do is just before Shabbos, fill it up with cold water, put it in the oven so that the water will boil, and then after Shabbos, he'll be able to wash his dishes. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's an isser of shehiya even on that. Even though we're not dealing with food altogether, it's just a question of cleaning your pots, there would still be an isser of shemi echata begacholim. What we get out of this halachi is that there would be a cheshash, wherever there's a cheshash of chitui, it would even apply not only to your actual food, but also the washing of your dishes. For example, setting a dishwasher in motion just before Shabbos, where it's going to be working on Shabbos, in a way where there's a chash that it's adjustable and you're going to come to go and change the setting on Shabbos itself. Altogether, we're going to learn later, though, putting a dishwasher on just before Shabbos may be usher because of what we saw was ashva milso mashmiya kol. It is the sound of malacha. So that in itself may be usher. And of course, activating a dishwasher on Shabbos, either by closing the door, or even putting dishes in it on Shabbos, where it's going to be turning itself on by a timer, all of these things would be problematic because you would end up causing for cooking to happen on Shabbos. It's a question of a grama, but we still would not do that. Simin Reish Nun Hei. Sif Aleph, Ein Osin Medura Me'etzim Somach L'Chashecha, Ad Shiyotzis Be'en Ha'ur, You're not allowed to go and set a madura. Now, here what we're talking about is, for example, you've got a bunch of logs in your fireplace, or you're making a bonfire. You're not allowed to go and do that near nightfall. It's got to be that there's enough time before Shabbos for Shiyatzes ben Ma'ur binyan Shtei HaShalheves Ola Me'aleha, in a way that the fire is burning healthily on its own, b'li siyua etzem acherim, in a way that you do not have to add any wood to it. The way a fire works is to get it started. You've got to get all the different parts of it burning. And the only way to do that is with lots of little pieces of wood that you ignite and put them all over the place. This way the fire will ignite. So it's got to be that it's already fully ignited before Shabbos, so that there would be no makom to be choshesh that you're going to go and try to spread the fire. V'imu eitz yichidi, what if it just is one big log? Tzarech shiyechos ha'ur barov ovyo barov hekefo. It's got to be that most of it is already ablaze, most of its circumference as well as most of its thickness. V'imlo hudlo kolkach. And if it is not at that point yet, also lihanispa b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. Gzera shemiyachateba, as a gzera that you're going to come and move it. The yonid ha'etzim, you can end up moving the wood. Kedei shetala shalheves, you know, the way you push around wood in order for the flame to really rise. Ukshahudluka kashir yochel eschamim connect the b'Shabbos l'shtamish la'ora. Whereas a fireplace that was ignited in a way that there was a healthy flame before Shabbos, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Beinimu agabe karko, agabe hamnora, vafilu hi midvarim shenosim em psil l'Shabbos. Even the things that you're not allowed to use because of Bamei Madlikin, you're not allowed to use for Ner Shabbos, for a fireplace, it would be mutter. The same thing the Mishnah Berurah says, the Tanur Beis Achorif, they used to have this big oven in the room that they use for heating up on, that they used to warm themselves up in. So when the Tanur Beis Achorif, there too it would be Aser, but there you can just go and plaster the door down so there won't be a Cheshash Chitui. Now another thing, the Mashmos of the Mechaber is that what happens if you lit it Be'Iser? You lit it so close to Shabbos that it was not, you did not have a healthy fire before Shabbos. You left it alone, and you weren't nene from it. And then in the middle of Shabbos, by then it's already a good, healthy flame, and now you'd like to benefit from it. The mashmos of the mechaber would be that you're allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to, since you were over on the Yisr Chazal of lighting it so close to Shabbos, you couldn't benefit from it later. Another thing, there's a taz that says that if you have a fireplace, you shouldn't sit too close to it where you're naturally, almost involuntarily, you end up moving around the small pieces of wood. The Mishnah Berurah, or the pieces, sometimes you get pieces of burnt umber that falls out, and the normal thing to do is push it back in. The Mishnah Berurah is not choshesh for it. Sif Beis, Yesh Omrim Shebepachmim Afilo Ochas Ben Ma'ur Elakol Shehu Shari. Some say that when you're dealing with charcoal, even though the fire did not catch only a little bit, that's enough. Because there the fire ignites itself without your help. Siv Kimmel, Medura shel zefes v'shel gofris v'shel kashu gvava. What if you have a flame where you have tar burning, you have sulfur burning, or you have straw burning? These are things that ignite very quickly, and even though only a bit of it is burning, that's enough. Similarly, if you're dealing with a fire that is burning reeds, or that is burning date pits, if they're all over the place, whereas in any of these cases they're tied up or they're in one basket, there you have to have it that the fire burns beforehand, because we're afraid, since it's tied up, it doesn't catch very well. Others say the opposite, that when it's strewn all over the place, it'll take time to ignite, whereas when it's all tied up, once it catches fire, the whole thing is going to burn, so it's better.